The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. This is an extraordinary story after all of these years, the Hillsborough tragedy. Adam.
Yeah, it's taken 28 years. You may remember the Hillsborough football crowd crush in Sheffield in 1989. And it's taken 28 years, but indeed, six people will now face criminal charges for their part in that.
Including a police commander on the day.
That's it, David Duckenfield. He faces 95 charges of manslaughter. In all, 96 Liverpool fans lost their lives in it, but one of them was 4 years later, so that's not counted in the whole thing. But essentially, it was ruled last year that the 96 were, quote, unlawfully killed. So the Crown Prosecution Service has had a look, and there's been huge campaigning by the Hillsborough families and so forth. And four ex-police officers, a lawyer and a football official, have been decreed to be held accountable for the mistakes that were made in crowd control, the failure to respond, and the cover-up afterwards.
This is big time, Adam. The story here tells us that the former Chief of South Yorkshire Police, Norman Bettison, is charged with misconduct in public office for lying about the disaster and its aftermath, and that the lawyer for the South Yorkshire Police has been charged with acting, quote, with intent to pervert the course of public justice relating to changes in witness statements during an inquiry into the tragedy. This is a hell of a story, isn't it?
Exactly that. And it was one of the things that after the disaster, it was bad enough that, you know, at the time mistakes were made and people lost their lives. But afterwards, you're right about the changing of witness statements. The Sun newspaper printed front pages that were deemed scurrilous and is still widely not bought in Liverpool because of what they said. Margaret Thatcher was accused of turning a blind eye to certain indiscretions made by the police forces. Yeah. And now here we are all these years later, and things look like they're coming home to roost. So 28 years is a hell of a ridiculous time.
Absolutely. 1989, 96 soccer fans were crushed to death. Well done, Adam. Outstanding story. Adam Gilchrist in London.